Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Brissett off the play fake. Under pressure on the roll, throwing on the run, and it's intercepted by DeAndre Lenore. Lenore weaving back towards the middle of the field, now to the sideline. Lenore to the 40, still on his feet. Lenore, they weren't sure he'd play today. And DeAndre Lenore's got an interception and down inside the Arizona 15.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, Kevin Kugler and Moose Johnson on the call. Niners beat the Arizona Cardinals 41-22.
And that was an interception, Steiny. They call it a takeaway.
Yeah, I think that's right. You got that right, right?
Yeah, 64 yards he returned it.
How was your weekend?
It was good, but I'd be remiss, Donnie, if we didn't talk about Steph Curry Friday night. I hope you got to saw it. I text you.
I didn't, actually.
Dude, it was Olympic-like. It was incredible. So it's still there, but he's incredible. I got to get that out there. We are lucky. And, Steiny, he's doing this at 37. I know he can't do it every night, but I'm back believing that they got some action, and that's how it's going to have to go. I'll just leave that there.
All right. I hope they don't lose in the next two nights.
Hey, I got a question for you.
Yeah.
Since you were trying to pick on me in the first segment. The Detroit Lions, are they a good team?
Yeah, probably.
Niners are ahead of them.
You know, like, who have they played this year, the Lions? Who did they play last night?
Eagles.
Oh, that's the best.
But, Steiny, they're 6-4 over 10. My whole thing is, you are what your record says you are. Shout out Bill Parcells.
Well, let's talk about
that.
And the
Niners,
are you really?
To me, have their Achilles heel and kryptonites, their defense, when you come across a good offense. And yesterday, that's not what Jacoby Brissett and the Arizona Cardinals are now. They're as injured as you, but who the hell cares? And they got three takeaways. I thought the game was over at half. And you should feel good about yourself going into this Monday night matchup.
So I came in today and I said to Evan, if you're a 49er fan, you're loving yesterday. If you're an NFL fan or you're just a football fan, that game was so disappointing yesterday. It was how do you have 17 penalties?
I don't know.
17 penalties.
It wiped out an 80-yard run from Doris or whatever to start the second half. But I don't know. That's a record, Steiny. 17. So the Cardinals were playing themselves. But the Niners aren't going to return, not one of them, you know? And that's just it. They were not buttoned up, and they took advantage, and now you're 7-4.
It's just...
And you said it. You said it last week. They control their destiny. the Niners.
It's just, you know.
Every game is not going to be 21-20.
Well, then let's on Thursday and Friday not pretend that Arizona. Hey, Arizona. Arizona.
But the spread.
Hey, Arizona.
Hey, Vegas was talking.
Careful about Arizona. They're good. They stink.
Yeah, they do.
They stink. But good for the Niners. Yeah. They're 7-4. And listen.
Brock is back.
You know, I got an email from Harry, and he's basically a 49er fan who's very skeptical of what's going on. But it kind of, it doesn't matter if a fan's skeptical or not, if you're 7-4 and you have a window like they have. And they are taking advantage of the teams they should beat. They've beaten a couple teams maybe they shouldn't have beaten. And it's like Guru said, you're 7-4 right now and you're in the playoffs. It's like there's only one thing to do, and that's just you can't make a trade.
Right.
So go out, keep playing as well as you possibly can, and see if you can make the playoffs. And they're on pace to do that. So I just don't know. I don't know, like you can be skeptical about how good you think this team is, but it feels like,
tell me,
is it possible that this is turning into an exciting year because nobody's now expecting anything from this team or didn't once the injuries hit a few weeks back?
See,
and now they're 7-4.
You read my paperwork or my mind, because that's kind of, to me, I don't think you truly asked, Donnie, but that's where I'm at. Like, the expectations, and you could say it's unfair, I'm not a winner, but you know that I am. The bottom line is, I'm like, man, are you really going to collectively be able to overcome all the injuries? And right now, through 11 games, that answer's yes. But I do understand and know what this defense is without and what they can't do to a good quarterback. So with all that, I take into your question about excitement. Hell yeah, what Niner fan would want a first round, you know, matchup in the NFL playoffs? So if the Niners can get to that plateau with all they've had to endure, man, how is that not a successful season? And Brock Purdy had the that was the first time he was on the field yesterday with Ricky Pearsall since September 28th. And I know Pearsall, you know, when you look at the stat book, Stoney didn't do much or nothing, but just the threat of him opened up other stuff. But George Kittle, Stoney, since he's come back the last three games, 19 targets, 19 catches, and 3 touchdowns. So when you say, are they a good team, they're a good offense, I believe.
Mm.
They're a good offense, and that's what this is about. How far can this offense take this defense when you do qualify for the playoffs, start facing better defenses?
And that's what it's all about. You know, I've said this about a million times, but, you know, the boss was talking before the season ever started, and he goes, this is going to be a tough year to figure out how good this team is. And this was even before they got injuries because of the teams they're playing. And so, you know, I think there's a lot of optimism among some Niner fans at 7-4. I think there's a lot of skepticism about this team being 7-4. And then I think there's another group that's just realistic about where they are and how they, you know, they're obviously one of the better non-playoff teams, if you know what I mean. Like, they're right there at 6 or 7. Question is, can they compete with the teams at the top of each conference? This is Kyle Shanahan. No. This George Kittle. The game started with a 98-yard return, and McCaffrey took it in, and George Kittle was thinking about it as it happened.
Just a spark. I mean, when you can start the game off with a huge return and then score one play into it, like, you know, just like 7 points in 16 seconds, that's just huge, because I feel like our entire season we've taken like 10 to 15 plays to score on every single drive, which is fine. Like, I'm okay with that. But having explosive big plays is huge. And so just to get that one, just set the tone for the entire game, it was fantastic.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of a game that started like that. I mean, I'm sure there's been a million games that have started with a kickoff return to make it 7-0. It just was so weird. He gets tackled at the 1.
Right.
Niners come in for one play. McCaffrey takes it in at 7-0. Just kind of a funky way to start the game, but it definitely set the tone.
Yeah, and I'm up here, if the Niners defense is listening to this show or any other body, Stoney, talk about them. You know, I'm saying, hey, you know, they're the weak link, but the bottom line is they got three takeaways yesterday. I thought they started early in regard to trying to make it difficult, Brissett, and he had all the yardage. He had some completions, but at halftime, if you look at what the score was, Stoney, and what they tried to accomplish, Arizona, they had 10 points. So I just tip my cap to the defense for making it difficult. And when it was all said and done, Arizona ended that game with all that yardage, 452 yards from Brissett, 47 completions, 57 pass attempts, and all you muster is 22 points. You get a fumble at the goal line, Stoney. So, like, man, that was, again, it's Arizona, but the defense showed up yesterday. Do I dare say it when you look at this box score from Arizona? Someone would say, Goo, you're smoking.
I don't know. Like, honestly, Goo, that's the one where it's like.
But we both know.
I don't care that they gave up 450 yards passing. The game was, like, never in doubt. Now, could that be a problem down the road? Probably. We all know their defense is compromised. But, like, this is where, and I'll be honest with you, the game yesterday, oh, the defense gave up all that stuff. It's like, I don't care. They won 41-20. Yeah. By the same token, it is one of the reasons that people are worried that this team, you know, won't have staying power because
valid.
The defense
yes.
has lost so many guys. But the reality is I think this is a team that's on their way to making the playoffs, assuming things stay the same. I mean, what are they, 7-4?
Yeah.
All they got to do is get, if they go 3-3,
and Carolina's
I think they're
on
in
their
good
ass.
Shape.
So this is going to be a big game for both.
I mean, you beat Carolina, you put them behind you, and now you're sitting pretty. But 888-957-9570 is the number. What's the best part of that game yesterday if you're a San Francisco 49er fan? I find it pretty interesting that, you know, we talked so much about Purdy and Jones and Jones and Purdy. And then this is the weekend Purdy comes to come back, and he looks like he didn't skip a beat, to me anyway. I don't know, maybe other fans thought something different, but the offense seemed to be clicking to me. And the one thing I was thinking, Goo, when I'm watching the first couple quarters of that game is, well, you could argue that Kyle Shanahan and the 49ers have gotten it right with the quarterback situation. They probably you know, are kicking themselves. They played Purdy in Jacksonville, against Jacksonville. Right. But at this point, it's kind of no harm, no foul. Purdy looks healthy. They're 7-4. Mac Jones got him over the hump. And I think the most important thing is nobody's going into this North Carolina. Nobody's going into this Carolina game thinking, well, who should quarterback? Should we go Jones? No, it's going to be Brock Purdy for the foreseeable future. So yesterday's win that way was kind of perfect for the Niners.
Yeah, and he left the game healthy. That was a big part to me, Stoney. And I was trying to be Dr. Daryl on the couch, like, you know, in regard to him rolling out or running the ball, was he thinking upstairs that he didn't want to try to push it or whatnot? But he, you know, had one carry, 7 yards, but the bottom minus 7 yards. But the bottom line to me is he escaped the game or left the game healthy. And you go figure, Stoney. I don't want to make this a Mac Jones thing, but, you know, the highest total points the Niners scored this year is 41. It was in this game, and that was the game Brock Purdy comes back. You got to believe he's rusty. So I look at this Niner team with a leaky defense, but an offense with some dudes on it. And if they, you know, get healthy on any given Sunday, Al Pacino, can they, you know, with some stellar or good to not bad defense, what can happen?
Did Purdy look rusty to you?
He threw a couple of no passes. They should have been intercepted, but dude's missed 6 games. I get it.
I don't think he was rusty. I thought he was pretty good. I mean,
all I counted was a couple of no throws, but other than that.
You know what? Can I tell you something?
Yeah. Three touchdowns.
I hate that term. I think it's a joke.
You never said that when Jimmy was
here. Yeah, no, I hated it.
What do you hate about it?
Because every quarterback has four of those a game. Every single quarterback,
I'll give you that.
So, and sometimes they get picked off, and sometimes they don't. I thought Purdy was pretty darn good yesterday, and that's the big part. You know, if he doesn't turn the ball over, then that's big, because at least this year, you know, the two games he quarterbacked, he wasn't great at taking care of the ball. This is how did Shanny think Purdy did?
I thought he did a good job. Made some good plays in there. Ran the offense real well. Real good first game back.
How about elaborating a little bit, Kyle?
I think it made him feel more normal again. I mean, it's always tough for football players when you're out and you can't play, especially watching the guys just do it week in and week out. So I could feel he was more comfortable throughout the week, just getting back into a full routine of practice, more comfortable in the meetings when you know you're playing. And I thought he carried it over today. So it's a good first week.
All right, that's Kyle Shanahan talking about Purdy's first game back. And went pretty well, 41-22.
And Stoney, I believe if you just surveyed the average bear about Brock Purdy, you would think he was a dink and dunk guy. He's not. The numbers back that up. But Stoney, I just felt like yesterday, and I know it was 26 pass attempts, Mac played great. But I felt like Mac was a, you know, his first read was letting it go. Brock is, and it could be for better or worse, but for the most part, since he's been the quarterback for the Niners, Donnie, he's hunting for that big play, and I like that part about him. And, you know, yesterday we see Kittle wide open. He puts a perfect pass to him, and they get 13 points early, and you have 25 by the half. So, you know, again, I hope I didn't say Brock is bad, because he wasn't bad, but I saw a little rust. But, man, when you score 41 points and don't turn the ball over, again, and this is going to be my saying for the day, Stoney, I got to tip my cap.
This is Brock Purdy talking about the first touchdown pass to Kittle.
Basically, we just had two plays on, and for me, with the look that we had, we wanted that play on in that look. And so got back to gun and thought George did a great job of winning his matchup and gave him a chance. And so he went under it, got it, and it was perfectly executed just with the O-line, George's route. So felt really good from the jump.
That was Brock Purdy talking about how he felt from the get-go and that first touchdown pass to Kittle on, I think it was a 49ers second score in the game to put him up 14
yards. And then before that, he had hit Juwan Jennings over the middle. So, I mean, the arm looks healthy, Stoney. And to me, if I'm a Niner fan, the best part about yesterday is McCaffrey. And I know Arizona couldn't get out their own way, but McCaffrey only 18 touches.
Yeah, and
I know a lot of people are like, why was he in the game at the end? But that's Kyle.
You know, who was I watching yesterday? Evan, I was watching Jacksonville
Chargers.
Chargers.
Yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
And there was 7 minutes left in the game, and I think it was 35-6.
It was ugly.
Trevor Lawrence still playing. They were up more than four score. Like, I think if you look around the league, you find that guys play deeper into games than most fans would want them to play.
But I think more of the people get upset, Stoney, is when you're on the flip side of that, was Trevor Lawrence in the game at 35-6. I don't know if he was.
No, he was.
That's when
they were
like,
up.
You know, hey. Oh,
wait, you mean when you're down?
Yeah, when you're down, you kind of understand it. Okay, you're trying to come back or whatever. I still don't understand it. But when you're up is when you kind of call the dogs off. But neither here nor there. They escape healthy. Well, Bethune, Stoney, we got to see what's going on with him. But other than that, man, 7-4, you're in the spot right now, the seventh spot. And we'll see how this thing plays out. And what's worse, Stoney, if you're 4-7 or one of these dump truck teams getting ready and going through a long week looking forward to a football game that you know has no meaning, and the Niners have avoided that. So right now, every game means something.
Yeah, this is...
It's all you can ask for. Damn.
George Kittle talking about 7-4.
The nice thing is we haven't had a bye yet, which is crazy to me. And I could talk about that for an hour, but I'm not going to. I'm not going to go on a roll there. But we have a Monday night game, so we have an extra day to just kind of get our bodies right, figure out, you know, what we have to do. And then short weekend to Cleveland. But, we're positioned, you know, right where we want to be. You know, our offense is basically healthy where we want everybody to be at. And if we can just keep rolling, keep making plays, Kyle keeps scheming it up for us. You know, the crazy thing, too, is like, what, Ricky had one catch today? I mean, that was more catch than I had in my game, first game back. So he's going to pop off here in a sec because I wish you guys could watch practice the whole week because he was just on fire the entire week. And, you know, just some of the looks weren't there. But he's going to have a great game. And then when Ricky's running his routes full speed and – get Juwan involved and me and Christian and Juice. I think it's just a very lethal offense.
All right. That was George Kittle talking about the 49ers offense, added Purdy and Pearsall. I mean, I guess eventually we'll find out about Ayuk, but
yeah,
I don't really
ticking.
Get the sense anybody's holding their breath.
Mm-hmm.
Not because he's not a darn good player, but because, you know, what could you really expect from him if he's not going to come back for another 3 or 4 weeks? But Kittle's been terrific this year again, and I just thought that was a game where Brock Purdy did everything they asked him to do, didn't try to force a lot. They took McCaffrey was solid again, and when the other team commits 17 penalties and three turnovers, you just kind of want to make sure that you don't do that. Because that'll lose a game for a team in and of itself. And that's pretty much what happened yesterday.
And they had some, Arizona did have some big, big plays wiped out. But the bottom line is, what do you do with that if you're the other team? And the other team yesterday, Stoney, I don't got to tell you, was the Niners, and they made them pay for it. But, you know, I get a couple people coming for me on a Sunday where the defense gets three takeaways. It sounds like I'm selling them short, and I'm not. Like, Mustafa gets that interception right before half. You know, this is what they need to try to do more of, Stoney. Get after the quarterback. But the three takeaways, I saw it, and a lot of people are going to say it was the Cardinals, but the bottom line is this team only gave up 22 points. And the last time you saw this team, they almost beat you, Stoney, and you went down there and laid 41 on them.
888-957-9570 is the number. 49ers raised their record to 7-4 with a 41-22 win over the Arizona Cardinals. And David Hernandez on the YouTube chat, and this is kind of, I think, what the internal battle with 49er fans have kind of been all year. And he said, the regular season is irrelevant. With this schedule, wake me when we get to the postseason.
But you're assuming you're going to get there, David.
Yeah, I'm kind of assuming they're going to get there too, believe it or not. And that's the way I get it. I'm assuming they're going to make the playoffs too. If they don't make the playoffs, it'll be a disappointment. No doubt about it. But if you make the playoffs, I'm with David. Like, then we can find out who this team really is. Because it's hard to gauge.
But don't you already know that?
No, you don't.
Well, Fred Dean or Ronnie Lott's not walking through that door defensively. So when you get to better, you know.
What do you think? You sound like you think the defense isn't going to be able to hold up.
Yeah, and I still got PTSD from the Houston game. And that's not a great offense. That offense was hemorrhaging, but C.J. Stroud and company kept the Niners defense on the field all day long. And I get, Steiny, hey, you can make strides, Goo. I'm just telling you, out of the fan playbook, anything's possible. But if we're keeping it 100, I believe 100% in this Niner offense. But the defense is where I'm like, okay, at some point, it's going to come back and catch up with you.
Well, it might catch up to you. Maybe Carolina gets 38 next week. Mm. It doesn't mean the defense is going to give up 40 for the rest of the season. But that's where I'm at. You know, we just kind of were having fun. Are the 49ers a good team? Yes or no? 7-4, so you got to say yes.
And I look at the standings to back my hand. They got the last spot. Yep.
They do. Right now. If they go 10-7 and get to the postseason and then they get drilled, to me it's still a pretty good season, but then we'll revisit the question of how good of a team they were or not. I think they are – how do I want to – are they overachieving right now?
I don't think
they are.
Man.
I just don't. I think
no Bosa, no Warner, Donnie, no pass rush, just guys dropping like flies, no Ayuk. And, you know, you were doing it without – it's kind of funny now because everybody is Mr. Smartass or Mrs. Smartass. Like they knew Mac Jones was going to be able to, you know, drive the car as well as he did. But for those times that Brock Purdy was not on the field, Donnie – Kyle Shanahan had the quarterback position, regardless of who it was in this offense, in a position to continue to win.
I mean, in a weird way,
it's like that was supposed to happen, you know?
I mean, I never think that when a backup quarterback comes in for Kyle Shanahan that they're going to stink. I don't. And especially a guy like Mac Jones, to me, was like the, I think I said this before, like when they acquired Mac Jones, I thought, perfect. He's like he's the quintessential, like, average quarterback.
Yeah.
He's average.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll be fun to see how he quarterbacks under Kyle Shanahan as a backup. Well, he's a pretty damn good backup. I mean, that's for sure. And he kept him in this season for sure. So now we're back to Brock Purdy and we figure out how to beat Carolina next week.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, obviously you got to score points to win any game. Bastani, what about this from the Niners? 4-5 in the red zone in Brock Purdy's first game back. I mean, that's how you win games, and that's how you score 41, but 4-5.
One game. And, that's the thing. I mean, God, that team stinks.
No, they do.
I'm sorry. That team stinks.
They do.
But
you knew it coming in.
No, you didn't. Stop it. You try to sell everybody that this team was good. Oh, heck, don't sleep on Arizona. Yeah, now you beat them by 20. And then, so, okay, it's official. They stink.
No, but it's okay to feel good, Stan.
Yeah, of course it is. Of course it is. How could you not feel good about this? But I just want to know what 49er fans think of this team, what kind of realistic expectations you have for this team, and
It sounds like you have high ones because
they should make the playoffs.
And that's why,
period.
I said, man,
they're 7-4. I said they should win 10 games before the season. They're 7-4. They're right on pace for 10 wins. Mm. The schedule is, you know what the schedule is. And so, yeah, they should win 10 games this year. They can go 3-3 rest of the way, right?
And that gets them there.
It's a Monster Monday presented by Merit America. Visit them at meritamerica.org/super. That segment was brought to you by Crystal Geyser Alpine Spring Water.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.